What is up, everybody? Welcome to Living Word Church Podcast. Wherever you're tuning in from, we believe you'll be encouraged by today's message.
Man, if our hearts are open, there's always fresh revelation that can come from it. Amen. And so there might be people here that you're like, man, I'm just now learning about Jesus. You know, I don't know about this Holy Spirit guy. And so I'm going to give y'all an introduction about that. And so the best way that we can learn who the Holy Spirit is to look at what Jesus said about him. Because Jesus knew him the most. And so before I get there, though, I just want to communicate that the Holy Spirit is not a New Testament concept. A lot of times, you know, the Holy Spirit, you see it a lot in the New Testament and him being involved in our life. And, you know, he's God in us. You know, the Holy Spirit is the one that works in our life. He's the one that lives in us. And we're going to dive into that. But he's been around since the very beginning. You know, if you look in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, it says that the Spirit of God hovered over the waters in the beginning of creation. And so he's always been here. He's always been working. He's always been doing what he's been asked to do. And even in the Old Testament, you know, we don't see it a whole ton of just, he didn't dwell within anybody, but he would come upon men of God to do things that the Lord was wanting them to do. And so one of my favorite stories is in the Old Testament is talking about Elijah, the prophet Elijah. Man, he was a powerful dude. But one of my favorite stories involving him was when he faced the prophets of Baal. And, you know, it talks about, you know, they're kind of like at a standoff and, you know, there's Elijah, then there's like Buku. I mean, I'm talking ton of prophets of Baal. And they're like, man, we're going to tell our God to throw down fire and watch what happens. And Elijah's like, all right, if you think your God can, I'm going to ask mine too. And so they battled it out. The prophets of Baal, they were tearing their clothes off. They were cutting themselves. They were doing everything they could do to get their God to show up. And you want to know what? He never showed up. But Elijah, he was so confident. He had so much faith. Special faith. And it's because the Holy Spirit came upon him to be able to have this boldness and this faith in his Lord and Savior. And so he was so bold that he told them to wet the place three times where God was going to send fire down. I'm going to use some Gen Z language, all right? That's savage, all right? That's savage. So Elijah, you know, he calls on God and God answers. How just like our God, but the reason I say I feel like the Holy Spirit came upon him in that moment is because if you look at the next chapter, he's running scared. He's running scared from Jezebel, some chick he's scared of. She's like, I'm going to kill you. And he's like, oh my gosh, I got to get out of here. I'm going to go hide under this tree. God, please kill me. You know, and I'm like, how does that escalate? And the Holy Spirit was with him in that moment. But like I said, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit didn't dwell within. But now, because of Jesus and what he did on the cross and the death, burial, and resurrection, he sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. So now we don't have to rely on certain moments of time, but we just have to be aware at all times that he is with us. Amen. And so we're going to look at what Jesus said about him. So John 14, 15 through 16, it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. John 14, 25 through 26. I'm going to blast through a bunch of scriptures. John 14, 25 through 26. These things I've spoken to you while I'm still with you. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. John 15, 26, but when the helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. John 16, 6 through 7, but because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage. Come on, this is Jesus talking. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. John 16, 12 through 13. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. If you haven't caught the theme already, the Holy Spirit is referred to as the helper. Jesus mentions him several times in the book of John as the helper. The Holy Spirit is here. He's with us. He's in us. He's here to help us. And so this word help in the Greek, I'm probably going to tear this word up. All right, y'all bear with me. But the word in Greek is parakletos. Parakletos, that's what I'm calling it. Parakletos, meaning called to one's aid, advocate, comforter, to come alongside. I don't know about you, but I want a friend like that in my life. Amen. And that's who the Holy Spirit is. That's his role that he plays in our life, that he is here to help us. And we actually have a lot of English words that refer to this Greek meaning. And one of them is, it's the first, I don't know English, the para, I don't know if it's suffix, prefix, something like that. Maddie, do you know? You went to college. I don't know. whatever it is, the word para means to aid. And so when you look at English words like parachute, you know, it aids you into not falling to your death, right? Like it aids you into not, you know, dying. And so there's parachute, paragliding. It makes you able to fly. I don't know about you, but we don't fly. You know what I'm saying? So it helps us to be able to do that. And then paramedic. You know, it's people that they've gone to school and they've trained and they help assist us when we are wounded, right? And so that's who the Holy Spirit is he is a helper. But you know what all three of these things require? All three of these English words require trust, right? It requires a lot of trust to rely on. If I pull this thing, this parachute is going to flare out and I'm going to be okay, right? It takes a lot of trust to hold on to this thing that's going to allow me to glide in the air and it not fall on me, right? It takes a lot of trust in those things. And that's exactly who the Holy Spirit is. But we have to trust in him that he's going to do what God said he would do. And if God's word is true, right, it also refers to the Holy Spirit as a spirit of truth. And so if he is the truth, then all we can do is trust in him. God is the one thing that is perfect. God is the one thing that is perfect. God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three are perfect. And we have to learn to rely on him, but it requires trust. And, you know, he's the helper. We refer to him as a helper because the Holy Spirit is also a gentleman, right? The gentleman doesn't take control of your life. The Holy Spirit doesn't possess you. You know, he doesn't do anything weird like that. Like, he is literally here to help us. And I think there's so many moments in time that we walk through things and the Holy Spirit is there ready to assist, but we never call on the helper to help us in that situation. And so we get ourselves into more bondage. We get ourselves into failure. We get ourselves into other things. And I'm not saying you're not going to fail. We're going to fail. We can't be scared of failure. If we're scared of failure, then we ain't going to step out to what God's called us to do because it's going to make us uncomfortable. And we got to take that step and let our faith go to his faithfulness and he'll prove true. Amen. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. One of my favorite passages in the Word of God is when you see all three parts of God in one setting. I think that's so cool to be able to see. And the reason I'm talking about that is because Jesus, he didn't start his ministry till the Holy Spirit came upon him. He didn't start till the Holy Spirit came upon him. You see all the miracles. You see all the good things. You see all the compassion, all the things that he was doing. It didn't happen till the Holy Spirit came upon him. And in that moment in time, John the Baptist, you know, Jesus is wanting to get baptized. And John the Baptist is like, who am I to baptize the Savior of the world? That's pretty crazy. I couldn't imagine being in John the Baptist's shoes. But he baptizes him. And so Jesus is there. And then a loud voice comes from heaven and says, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. So there's the Father talking, and then the disciples say they saw the Holy Spirit descend like a dove on Jesus. So you see all three parts of God in one moment. I wish I was the disciples. I think that would be so cool to be able to see. But I say all that because Jesus needed the Holy Spirit as well. Jesus was 100% God, but he was also 100% man, which meant he faced every temptation. He faced every single thing that we would ever face, but he was perfect. We ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? We're not perfect like Jesus was. So how much more do we need the Holy Spirit? Amen. Man. All right. I'm going to get into my points. I'm sorry. That was my intro. All right, that was my intro. We're going to get into my points. But my first point is he anoints us. I'm going to give three things that the Holy Spirit does in our life. And number one, he anoints us. Luke 4, 18 through 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. This is Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. In other words, when God anoints you, he sets you apart. To anoint is to set apart. He sets you apart. So every believer that is in this room, the Holy Spirit is working in your life. And God has anointed you to set you apart into a specific purpose. So there are things that God has called you to do. You specifically. Whether you're up here, you're down here, wherever the case may be, God has given you a purpose on this earth. Your steps are already ordered. God's already done his part. God's already planned it. God's already done it. But we have to have the help of the Holy Spirit to lead us through that calling. Because we can't do it on our own. It takes the anointing. It takes the anointing that gives us the grace. If y'all, man, I know I talk a lot up here because I have to. But if you talk to me out there, I do not like to talk. I'm not a big talker. I'm a very chill, super just laid back person. Like, I'm good with everybody else talking and I'll just listen. Like, that's me. I can sit in a car, drive 12 hours, not speak a word. I'm perfectly fine. You know what I'm saying? It's just my personality. But when I was 13 and I found Jesus, I felt called to the ministry. And he said, Kev, I need you to start opening your mouth. And I was like, well, God, that's going to be kind of hard. And so he said, I have you. He said, it's going to be through me. And so even up here, like, I need the Holy Spirit. I need him with me to speak through me. Because I can't do it on my own. And so this is my, you know, thing he's called me to. And even outside of this, like leading people and helping young people find Jesus and all the things that I'm blessed and get to do. You have a calling of your own. It doesn't have to be within the fivefold ministry. The anointing isn't just for the fivefold ministry. The anointing is for you and your specific purpose of whatever that is. You know, you can retire from a position, but you can't retire from a calling. And I say that because I know there's a lot of people in here that, you know, you're retired, which is an amazing thing. I can't wait to get there one day. You know what I'm saying? But there's still things God has called you to do. If there's still breath in your lungs, he's not done. If you're still breathing, if he's giving you another day, there's something he is wanting you to do. I think so many times we look past those small moments, the small intentional things that the Holy Spirit wants to lead us to do because we're looking at the big grand idea of what he's called us to do. But if we just were aware, if we were aware and we listened wherever we went, God will put desires in your heart. God will put things in your heart to speak over people. I can't tell you how many times I've been going down the road and I'm praying and he puts a person on my heart and he tells me something to tell them and I text them that and they're like, man, I needed that today. That seems so small. That seems so small. But it's in those moments that you realize how much the Holy Spirit can use you in such a mighty way. And following the Holy Spirit can be so inconvenient because it's not all about you. Right? Following the Holy Spirit, it's not all about you. Following Jesus, he said, love me and love people. Right? The two greatest commandments he ever gave us, love me and love people. And if we love God, we'll start to love people. Right? We're created in the image of Jesus. And so those things will begin to happen. But we need his anointing to be able to do the things that we are called to do. From the biggest things to the smallest things. Some of you, you have so much wisdom. And you're looking for a place. Connect groups. Right? I'm just throwing out suggestions. Throwing out things out there. Because I know there's things in you. There are things in you that Jesus wants you to do. Some of you touch so many people with your joyful personality. Some of you, like, I'm a joyful person. I'm just not very expressive, okay? I'm a joyful person. But some of you, your personality is addicting. People want to be around you. People want to hear what you have to say. You're such an encourager. You're such a life giver. Why? God has given you an anointing to be able to be that in people's life. One of my favorite people. How many of y'all know John? John Bedsall. Man, if you don't know him, get to know him. Amen. You will never encounter him and him not encourage you. He will make you feel like $1 million. It's part of his personality, but I love watching him walk in his calling. He's a surgical tech at one of the hospitals. And every time, you know, he comes up with stories, he talks about how, you know, just heavy that atmosphere is. But you bring John in the room, he's got doctors laughing. He's got doctors opening up. He has doctors doing things that they're not normally doing. Why? He is anointed to go into that place and be that joyful person that God has called him to be. And so wherever you are, whether you're a teacher, you're called to teach, but plant seeds within these young people. Amen. If you're wise, you know how to craft, you know how to build things. Look, people my age, we don't know how to do any of that anymore. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how to do that anymore. I say that. Derek's got it over there. But we need people in our life to help us. It doesn't have to be super spiritual. The Holy Spirit just wants to use you to help. He wants to use you to help people. Because it's all about people. Amen. And so he anoints us. Number two, he guides us. Luke 4:1-2. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. So it says he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So as soon as that moment happened that we were talking about earlier, where he got baptized and the Holy Spirit came upon him, the Spirit led him into the wilderness for 40 days to pray and fast. And it was a preparation season for Jesus. He was preparing himself for the things that God had called him to do. But at the very end of this, it says, and when they were ended, he was hungry. If you go on to read more, as soon as he hit a vulnerable state, right? As soon as he said he was hungry, the enemy showed up. The enemy showed up. And there's so many times that the Holy Spirit is going to lead you into a place because he has called you to a specific people. He's called you to a specific purpose. But don't be surprised when the enemy shows up, right? If God's called you somewhere, God's got a plan. He's got a mission. He's got something you're supposed to accomplish. Well, the enemy don't want that to happen. So he's going to meet you along that path. And I think so many times we can get to a place of, as soon as we hit that, we're like, oh, we must be going in the wrong direction. And we stop. Meanwhile, the Holy Spirit's like, what are you doing? We got to push through. We got to keep going. Don't worry about him, right? I know it's hard. I know it's difficult, but I'm here to comfort. I'm here to help you through this. I'm here to help lead you. I've anointed you to go this way. I'm guiding you through the right direction. Don't let these other distractions, don't let these other things get in the way. Don't let him distort. Don't let him manipulate. Well, how do we not let the enemy do that? We stay true to the Holy Spirit. We stay true to the Word of God. The Word leads us. The Word guides us. The Word is living and active. Right? We don't just have to always wait. You know, it says in the Holy Spirit also says he'll bring to remembrance everything that I've said to you. I can't say how many times I've been in situations where I'm like, God, I need you to speak to me. I need you. I don't know what to do in this moment. And I don't get this fresh revelation of something. It's remembrance of a passage. It's remembrance of a word. And I'm like, man, I needed that. And I start to stand on it. And as soon as I start to stand on it, I push through. His word is powerful. The Holy Spirit is not going to tell you anything outside of the word of God. He doesn't even speak on his own authority. He says, I speak what the Father tells me. Right? And so those things come straight from heaven. So whatever the Holy Spirit is telling you is from heaven. And it's for a purpose. Amen. I can't tell you how many times I've, you know, been in situations where You know, I just love to wake up and say, God surprised me today. Surprise me. Like, give me something new. I want to touch somebody's life in some aspect. Like, what can I do? And it happens in the most random moments. Like, it's never like, oh, this is the moment God's going to do it. It's just you're going about your day. But you listen. You're going through the grocery store. You listen. There's a time when me and Maddie were coming back from our honeymoon. We were in the Miami airport, and it's an international airport. And there was this woman there, and we were just walking past. And this woman, she couldn't speak English. She couldn't do any of that. And so she was actually trying to pay for her Wendy's with her plane ticket. And I was like, man, like, that's really sad. But this guy walked up, and I was like, oh, he's got it. And so he was trying to help her through it, walk her through it. And it just wasn't working. And I just felt the Holy Spirit say, just go and pay for her food. And so that's what I did. I went up there. She couldn't speak English. I said, hey, touch the screen. Get what you want. And it was her and her little son. And you know, she tried to give me something. And I was like, no, I don't want anything. I just want to be a blessing. And tears just came down her eyes. And I was like, man, just little moments like that. Like, this is why I do what I do. This is who God has called me to be, not just in the church, not in just the four walls, but out wherever I am. I'm called to make a difference. And I didn't only impact her, but that man that was trying to talk to her, he came up to me and he said, dude, I should have just done that. I was like, that was such a great example for me. So I didn't just impact her, but I impacted somebody else. You never know who's watching. You never know what God's doing besides the mission. Besides the assignment, along the way, God's going to give you compassion to go and serve other people. Jesus did that through his whole ministry. He could have just died on the cross. That was his assignment. That was his mission. But there's so many times in the Word of God, he said, and the Lord had compassion. And he would go. He would heal them all. He would go. That's the same heart we're called to have. You know, Jesus changed us positionally, right? He made us through his death, burial, and resurrection. He made us in right standing with God. But it's through the Holy Spirit that we live out the righteous life that God has called us to live. We can't do it without him. We need his help. And he will guide you. He will lead you through the darkest times, through the best times. You know, there was another time that I thought was super just random, but it's always stuck with me. There's a time that I came home from work, super long day. You know, I just wanted to sit down and just reset a little bit. And so I did. But as soon as I walked in the door, super random, I felt the Holy Spirit say, wash the dishes. I didn't listen. I was like, why would God tell me to wash the dishes? I was like, that makes no sense. And so I was like, I'll do them later. You know, I'll do them later. But how many of you know if you don't do something when God tells you to do it, it's disobedient, right? You got to do it in his timing. And so I didn't listen. I chilled. I was like, I'm going to do them later. Then Maddie walked in. She had a long day, overwhelmed. And I'm on my phone and I hear the dishes. Like, she's washing them. And I was like, I was going to do those later. And so I got up. I walked over to her and I was like, hey, how was your day? She was like, it's fine. It was fine. And so I was like, okay. So she's a little overwhelmed, stressed. And so I was kind of doing all that. And I was like, hey, I was going to take care of those earlier. And she was like, well, I wanted them done now. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, you're right. I should have done them when I got here. And so it turned into something that it never would have turned into if I would have just done it in the first place. Right? And I don't think it was just, you know, this weird coincidence. It was God cared about our marriage. God wanted me to serve my wife. God wanted me to serve my wife, to serve my partner. Because there's been, since that moment, I've listened, right? The other times the Holy Spirit tells me to do something, I listen, right? And I like to see the fruit of it. Because now she comes home and she's like, thank you for not allowing me to come home to a dirty house. That means so much to me. So you see the fruit. You see the fruit. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit, He wants to help you in things that you don't think He cares about. But He cares. He cares about you. He cares about your marriage. He cares about your kids, that they're raised in a godly household. He cares that they learn the things that they're supposed to learn. He cares that they see men of God. They see godly fathers. They see godly mothers. He cares about those situations. So don't be surprised when you begin to listen, things will start to change. When we start to listen, we'll start to do some different things. You know, I'm about to be a dad, right? I'm super excited about it's like a month away, maybe. We'll see. It's like a month away. And so I'm so thankful for the support system we have. I mean, yesterday we had a baby shower and just, I was overwhelmed by just the people that were there. And I was like, man, like, y'all care about us this much. Like, that means a lot. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we both have very amazing families and they care and they support. But I just know that there's things that I'm going to walk through as a father that I need the Holy Spirit's help on. I'm grateful for the people, and I believe He's going to use people to give me wisdom and to help guide me in some areas. But I'm sure there's going to be some things that I'm walking through that nobody else has walked through, because it's our story. It's our family. And so there's going to be things that are different, and I'm going to need the guidance of the Holy Spirit to help me in those areas. And I think that's true for every season of our life. Every single season that we walk through. Every single season. What does this look like? Every time we step into a new season, we need to ask the Holy Spirit, what does this look like? What do you need me to do? What's my assignment? What's my purpose right now? Because He wants to lead and guide us. Amen. Point three, He empowers us. Man, this like just gets me. You hear that word empower? It just makes you excited. He empowers us. And we're going to dive. I'm going to give y'all kind of a little bit of this, but we're going to dive into this next week. Somebody else is going to talk about the empowerment and get into a little bit of the baptism of the Holy Spirit next week. But He empowers us. Luke 4:14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about Him went out through all the surrounding country. Well, why did a report happen? He was doing stuff, right? People wouldn't be talking about somebody that's not doing nothing. Right? Jesus, I'm telling you, when He got the Holy Spirit, He ain't play around. He said, you need healing? Here you go. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that God needs to be resurrected? Let's go, baby. You know what I'm saying? Jesus was in it. And we have that same empowerment. Acts 1:8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Why do we have that empowerment? It says to be a witness. We're empowered to witness. There's a lot of things the Holy Spirit wants to do in our life to help our life be better. But He also empowers us so that we can make a difference in others. That's why when the Word of God says, lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed, it'll come to pass because we're empowered. We're empowered to do it. Jesus ain't here no more. He's partnered with us. The Holy Spirit has partnered with us to allow us to do everything Jesus did. Jesus even said, y'all do things great, more great. English is messed up. Farther more great than what He did. Right? Jesus said we would do things greater than He ever did. There we go. Well, how does that happen? It's through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. He wants to use you. He wants to use you in such a mighty way. You know, I love people that, you know, when you're going through something and, you know, and you're like, man, I'm going through this. And they're like, well, can I pray for you? Like, they do it in the moment. You know what I'm saying? It does something. It does something. As soon as you open up about something and you're expressing everything that's going on, but then you allow God to come and heal what's being mended right now. It's so powerful. And it's so good. The Holy Spirit, He's a comforter. He's a comforter. Our spouses are great. Amen. Can I get an amen? Spouse is great. And they're called to comfort. They're called to help. They're called to lead. They're called to do things with you. But there are moments where you need the comfort of the Holy Spirit. You need His comfort. Amen. It says the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, and self-control. All things that come from the Holy Spirit, right? The fruits of the Spirit. Those come along with doing life with Him. Some of you are like, man, I need more patience in my life. Call on some help. Amen. Call on some help. You try to do it on your own strength, it's not going to happen. The Holy Spirit wants to do life with you. You know, we talk so much about not having a Sunday faith. Don't just come on Sundays. You know, I come to church. I do the things I'm supposed to do. I do the religious duties that I'm called to do. God has no interest in that. God has interest in your life. God has interest in your family. God has interest in your job. God has interest in every aspect of your life. And so if we don't give Him the opportunity to be able to lead us and help us, then we are missing out on so much that He has for us. Because He's present. It says He never leaves nor forsakes us. Right? He's with us all the time. I don't want to just cry out when I need Him. That's not a good relationship. I want to cry out every single day. One, because He's worthy. First thing, magnify Him. Right? Magnify Him. And things will begin to get smaller. But I just want to be led in everyday things. Everyday things. You know, I'm that person who goes to Walmart. I'm on a mission. You know what I'm saying? Like, get these groceries. Get the milk. Grab some cookies while they're right there. Put them in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a mission. But I've really felt the Holy Spirit say, Kev, listen more. Listen more. And so when I'm walking out the aisles, I just look at people. I do. I just look at them. And I see if God gives me something. And if He doesn't, I'm going to be the nicest person those people talk to if they talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make some sort of difference. You know the Walmart workers, especially in Shreveport where I am, man, they do not want to be there. They don't want to be there. They do not want to be there. There's customers that tear them up and say all these harsh things. And the least that you can do is look at them in the eye and say, thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing day. And it's little things like that. I'm telling you. The Holy Spirit will just use you if you let Him. Doing life with Him. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you want to get more connected, text NEXT to 62488 or go to our website, mylwc.church. We hope that you have an amazing rest of the week.